This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate it when you're with me. Seriously. Yeah, I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm not elated because the Dems are so mad. I'm actually real happy because I'm happy with the speech that the president gave last night. A lot of good points in it. We can go over them. I just don't want you right now. Okay? What I'm upset about, though, seriously, because I never really thought them to be like this at this level. The level of hate, the level of nasties that you saw last night at the State of the Union was uncalled for. It was, I'll use the Democrats' word, it was un-American. See, I've been lectured for 8 years, 7 years, whatever. I've been lectured by Democrats all over the place how I had to have respect for the office. I had to have respect for the office of the presidency. And it didn't matter. I mean, think about this. I mean, who has soiled that office more than any other president in recent memory? Right? Billy Bob Clinton. But I'm still supposed to have respect for that office. Anyway, so I'll go by what they say. Yeah, I have to have respect for the office. I get it. But do they? Right? The Congress people that decided to boycott and not show up at the State of the Union address, one that's been given since the days of George Washington, are they respecting the office? Or am I the only one that has to do that? Just me? Or are they respecting the office, too? I'm just curious. I don't understand. I mean that with all sincerity. I don't understand. Or is it okay that anybody gets away with anything when it comes out of office? you're just so confused. You people are so confusing. So if I was to give respect to that office, even when I didn't like the guy in it, and I did, and whether you believe it or not, as a Christian, I prayed for Obama. I didn't say, God, make him vote this way, make him do this, make him make this move. No, my vote was always, my prayer, sorry, vote prayer, was always that God would move him and touch him and bring people to him to show him and help him do what was right for this country. So I would tell my Christian friends on the far left, you need to pray for this president. And not for him to die, and not for him to do things your way, but for him to do things God's way. For him to do things the way that God wants him to do it. The way that God wants the country to go. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Campbell Soup is closing Toronto factories. Or the Toronto factory. And guess what it's doing? No, you're still eating that stuff called Campbell Soup. They announced that it's going to close its Toronto, Canada plant. And they're going to bring productions back to the U.S. Okay? They're going to spread it across 3 plants in the United States. They opened the plant in Toronto back in 1931. Now, look, I am not excited about the fact that there's a bunch of people in Canada, don't get me wrong, losing their jobs, okay? That's not it at all. And maybe the company's decided it's too expensive to have up there, it's too expensive to ship that stuff south. They said it's going to close the plant over a couple of phases over the next 18 months. Right? They're bringing things back to North Carolina and Texas and Ohio. The move will result in the loss of 380 Canadian jobs, and it's unclear how many new jobs will be created in the U.S. A company spokesman told Bloomberg that existing employees would most likely handle the increased soup volume. Mark Alexander, but you know what? Don't stop there. Because with increased super volumes means there's more trucks on the road, there's more maintenance that needs to be done on the plant, that kind of thing. And then when use goes up, they're not going to be able just to start up the Toronto plant. They're going to have to increase, you know, output at these other plants. Now, Mark Alexander, the president of Campbell's parent company, this is funny. Their parent company is called America Simple Meals and Beverages. He said, we've just opined, if you would, over the decision to close this plant. But it is the best course of action for the company. We're operating in an increasingly challenging environment as our industry's consumer and retail landscapes continue to change dramatically. Anna Dominguez, president of Campbell's Canadian operations, said the company decided to close its Toronto plant in part because of overproduction, meaning there's an increase in supply of the soup, but not enough demand for the consumer. Simply put, we're in a situation where we can produce a lot more soup than we can sell. It's really tough for them. Dominguez added that Toronto facility is the oldest and smallest of Campbell's production facilities. Of all those places in Canada. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's so many other shows that you could be listening to. David Weissman is going to join me from Israel. Now, I recorded it earlier, obviously, but he wrote a piece about the DACA kids, and he said, you know, after going back and forth with Sarah Silverman and some of her fans, she was able to figure out he believes that they can get along. All right, that we can sit down and have a conversation around DACA. Right, but guess what? it can't. He found out hard and fast that he couldn't, and it's too bad because, you know, when I threw some simple questions at him, I could have saved him a lot of aggravation and heartbreak. Because it really is, look, whether you believe it or not, we do want to work with the other side. Okay? But we aren't working with you. It isn't a joint effort. When you sit there and you tell me what and how I'm going to do, okay, that's not a joint effort. That's not working together. That's you dictating to me what you believe and how you believe something should be done. Not right. So anyhow, we will bring on, like I said, David will be on with us after the break. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can, you know, give me your email address. There's so much you can do up there. You can go to Patreon. If you go to Patreon, you can become one of the PIPs, our politically incorrect posse. And we can work together to make things better. And I do believe we can make things better together. All of us, not just one or two of us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States, I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Harumph! 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 I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph.
Harumph! You watch your...
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If I sound a little weird, it's because I had a little dental work done, you know, and the lip is like 12 times bigger than it normally is, so just get over it. And because I'm getting over it, so you get over it, too. Anyway, you know, recently, if you're a visitor to our website, that's TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com, you see a piece up there by David Weissman called Civil Discourse on DACA. Is it actually possible? Well, I'm not so sure it is or is it. I think if you have some sane, as I always say, sane Democrats, because I've got parents and very, very good friends that are Democrat, lifelong Democrats, but you would think they were Republicans if you just simply sat down and spoke with them. David apparently had a pretty decent conversation with Sarah Silverman. David Weissman is a columnist at The Real Side and also at Reactionary Times. David, thanks for joining us. And from Israel, by the way. Sounds like you're sitting next to me.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, You in the piece, you talk about how you really didn't think that you could have or have a decent conversation with a liberal, but you found that to be different, did you?
Yeah, actually I did, and it all started, you know, the dialoguing started when I sort of attacked, like, was holding Twitter accountable from censoring conservatives way back when, and I used a picture of Sarah Silverman and Jimmy Kimmel dressed up in Hitler outfits, you know, and when they compared President Trump to that. And then she was actually explaining to me that a lot of what she did was satire. And then I talked with other conservatives about what she did. Is that, you know, was that right? And they said for the business that she's in, she's actually correct on it. So it's like, okay. And then, you know, a couple of issues down the road, we engaged in other issues and topics, and it actually started out pretty good. And so, all this big issue right now with DACA and everything like that. So, and you know, you hear conservatives saying, why are the Democrats care more about illegal aliens than veterans? Why are, you know, there's so many questions of what's going on through a Democrat head. And I thought about it and want to know who's the most progressive liberal that I know. No, Sarah Silverman. So since she's actually replied to me before, I thought I asked her about it. And I basically asked, why do you guys believe in DACA so much? And she told me her point of view. And it wasn't that actually changed my mind. It was the responses from many of her followers. I ignored the trolls because, you know, I, of course, will have, disrespectful comments. And then there were actually a few that were actually seemed pretty offended that, you know, that they don't think that they don't care about veterans or military. And so they actually showed me a lot of articles. They showed me facts about it. And, you know, they made some really good points why, you know, the children of the parents that came here illegally shouldn't be punished. And, you know, it's true. I mean, you can't really punish a child if the parent is the one that messed up.
Let's square some stuff away, because these are the conversations that, first and foremost, you've got nobody's suggesting that you simply punish those who were brought here illegally and they didn't know they were here illegally just because they were brought here illegally. But what we're saying is, if you're 22, 23, 24 years old and you fall under DACA and you've never, ever, ever made an attempt to try to make it right, what makes me think you really want to be here?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I've dealt with a couple of DACA kids that now have legal citizenship, or actually legal residency. See, you don't have to jump into citizenship. You can jump into residency, which is easier to get, and if you keep your nose clean, then you can become a citizen. I think those conversations are lost, aren't they?
I think maybe right, too, especially when a lot of them show me about articles about veterans being deported. And I think veterans, you know, when you sign up in the military, I think that should be an automatic road to citizenship. Being a veteran myself, I know what we go through. I definitely think it should be a case-by-case basis, right, for sure.
Well, I think the term veteran, I agree with you. If you went and actually fought for this country, okay, and you're a veteran in that light, yeah, sure. You served the country, yeah, sure. But, you know, when it comes to the veterans, I would do it on a case-by-case basis, because they've not all been honorably discharged. They've not all served their whole time. You know what I'm saying? So I think, right. I agree with you. I mean, but that's one of those things you have to look at. If you're willing, look, there is nobody on the right, nobody with two brain cells that can rub together on the right that would say to you, okay, these kids didn't know they were brought here. They were brought at 2 years old. They did well in school. They were clean in school. They were clean in college. They went into the service. Nobody wants to send that person back to Mexico where, A, they don't know how to speak Spanish, and they don't know where they even came from. But again, does that mean the parents get to stay? The uncles, the aunts, the cousins? Where do you draw the line, I guess? And these people, you know, they tug at your heartstrings. Look, you're breaking up the family, like that family from, Chicago, where the dad had been here 30 years and they're sending him back to Mexico. Well, under Obama, he had an open ticket to apply for citizenship, apply to legal residency. They never did. When do we move? When do we take action, I guess, is my question.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, Frank Miller is Frank Miller, and it seems that, you know, we have people like Obama, like Chuck Schumer, who are Democrats that obviously don't care about the Dreamers or the people. I mean, President Trump actually had a plan for the, you know, DACA. He had a plan, and all he asked for is a wall for, you know, to protection. And they spit in his face, you know, and they spit in the Dreamers' face. They supposedly said they would stand with them, and here, you know, the president said, here's a plan for them, let's get it done, and they said no and shut down the government.
Mm-hmm. And the Democrats, you know, the Schumers of the world, the Obamas of the world, where was Silverman on them? Did she call them out? You know, it's funny where they say they care about the veterans, they care about the military. But I want you to know, if you look at the Democrat presidents, when they get elected, the first thing they cut is military budgets. The first thing they go after is the military. I've always found that interesting. You know, they close down bases, they cut back on dollars. And then they talk about how much they love the military. You know as well as I do, David, is actions that speak a heck of a lot louder than words, right? I mean, you can't sit there and slap your wife and tell everybody how much you love her. It doesn't work that way.
You're absolutely correct, and that's the answer to your question. Her and other Democrats sadly blamed President Trump. They kind of fell right in with the Democrats in office blaming President Trump. You know, he was the one that had a plan. It is sort of a decent conversation, but at the same time, you know, they're still Democrats, liberals, and, well, you know how that goes.
Well, yeah, they're stuck in the mantra that we're always right, you're always wrong, and that's the part that makes it hard, is that they can't even think or grasp any kind of idea we have, so, you know, we've got to be wrong and we've got to be whack. I think that's the biggest problem, is that people have forgotten they're Americans first, and we need to find some common ground. Right now, what it is, we step into the arena, and because you're on the right, because I'm on the left, we are natural enemies, and it shouldn't be that way because we're Americans. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up the conversation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. David Weissman joins me. He's a columnist at The Real Side and at Reactionary Times. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. David Weissman joins me. He's a columnist at The Real Side, also at Reactionary Times from Israel. And it's, you know, we're keeping you up, and I'm sorry for that. But, hey, I need to have this conversation. So, David, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you recently wrote a piece up on the website, Civil Discourse on DACA. Is it possible? And I say, you know, anything is possible if people truly and honestly want to sit at the table and have an honest conversation. If they're sitting at the table just to prove to me that they're right and they're going to shove down my throat that they're right, yeah, well, then we're going to have a problem. It's not going to work. You agree?
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And civil discourse can happen, but it is rare, but I do believe it can happen. You know, maybe when you talk about, like, no name calling, no insults, no, you know, kind of things like that that you see on Twitter all the time. But, yeah, and it's to say, hey, you're right or I'm wrong. And I think that's one of the things that I sort of wanted to do when I really looked into DACA. I wanted to show them, you know, because, you know, obviously they get a lot of their information from fake news, CNN, fake news, NBC, where they generalize Trump supporters. You know, they call us Nazis, they call us KKK, you know, and I'm a Jewish guy, so it's, you know, obviously fake news. But I wanted to show them, hey, you know, Trump supporters can be understanding. Trump supporters can, you know, possibly change their mind. And I hope to do that to show them that, you know, if we can do that, maybe they can do that as well.
Right. No, I look at it, it's a really tough place to be. I realize that. But at some point in time, you know, when do we actually start enforcing the law? It's just like the tariffs. I mean, everybody went nuts with the tariffs, but we've always had tariffs. We just don't enforce them. If we don't enforce these things, all it is ink on a piece of paper. It means absolutely nothing. And, you know, again, I realize that, you know, you've been able to have or have been having a decent conversation with Sarah Silverman and well, her supporters. But I really find it interesting because when you sit down and talk to them, when a Democrat talks about comprehensive immigration and a Republican talks about comprehensive immigration, one might as well be on Saturn and one might as well be on Pluto because they two totally different things. The Democrat's talking you know, open borders. We should welcome people in no matter where they come from, no matter what they got going on in their lives. So Republicans sitting there going, no, we need to take care of Americans first. We need to have borders. We need to have border walls and security. And we vet people before they come in. Two totally different understandings. I mean, don't you find that in dealing with people on Twitter and Facebook and what have you?
Definitely. It is two different mission statements, two different policy issues. But I think the thing that we can set an example is how we can have a discussion without the insults, without the blocking, without, you know, everything at it.
Right.
But having an adult conversation that is respectful and we can carry on. I think that itself can lead to good things.
Sure. Yeah. And now you had gotten a back and forth with Tom Allen, and he basically Tom Arnold. I'm sorry. He told you to basically go pound sand, and I'm done with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was calling President Trump a liar, a fraud, you know, having, you know, affair with a porn star, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I kind of started, you're actually describing Clinton, who is a liar, a fraud, a criminal, and Phil Clinton. And then he's like, then he started, oh, you should just stick with the pizza cane and all this other stuff that, you know, he thinks all Trump supporters do. And I asked, well, okay, you know, where has Russia harmed the United States for one? Because he kept on bringing about collusion. And why hasn't President Trump brought sanctions to Russia? I mean, what has Russia really done to the United States? I mean,
yeah.
Last time I checked, it wasn't them that's chanting death to America. And so he goes, you're the journalist, you're the writer, where is Evans? And then I said, I knew that he wouldn't, you know, show me the evidence because I've done my own research.
Right.
And then once I held him accountable for that, he blocked me.
Yeah. No, they don't do their research. They just throw out things because, you know, they're the stars, right? They're the entertainers,
right.
So they know more than we do. You listen to these people. You listen to them when they do these crazy things that they're doing online about they're having their own, what was it? I mean, they're having their own State of the Union address. It's like, who cares what you think?
Please.
You guys get paid to lie. You get paid to be somebody else, somebody who you're not. And I think after a while it goes to their head and they really believe that they're those people. I don't know. It's just amazing to know, Ed. It's just amazing to me. You know?
Yeah. And it's weird, too, because if you ever see them talking or tweet, it's almost like there's one person tweeting and then they send it out to all the Hollywood elite. Like, it's all the same, you know. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, they do. They send it all out to the same people. You're exactly right. and it's constant. It's not sometimes. It's constant. Anyway, so, David, when you're dealing, and again, you're in Israel. I mean, what is the feeling towards Donald Trump or President Trump in Israel as a whole? And not just from the, not from the legislators there, but, you know, from the general populace.
Majority of people are loving him, and they're surprised that, wow, this guy actually said Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I mean, that's the first time that's ever happened, and you see other countries following that. So, I mean, he's earning respect from people from the left and right, keeping his promises and following through. So, he's getting respected more here in Israel than he is in America, which is pretty sad.
it's different. Yep.
I mean, when the Vice President Pence actually came here not too long ago, and, you know, they laid out the royal treatment, you know, when they came in, you know, everybody is loving this administration. Like, you know, Obama, yeah, he sent a lot in military aid, but personally, when I think of a friend, you know, it's more than just money. It's, you know, having your back at the UN.
Right.
You know, when you have all the Arab countries surrounding Israel saying Israel doesn't exist, Jerusalem doesn't belong to Israel, then you have the one country that says, you know what, that's a lie, Jerusalem belongs to Israel, there's a Jewish connection in Israel, you know, that's what a friend, that's a friend.
Right.
And people are seeing that, and they admire the leadership from, you know, from President Trump all the way to Nikki Haley.
Right. No, I hear you. People need to pay attention to what's going on around them, not... not just spew the party line, not just spew what they're being told, because that's what bothers me the most is when these people actually, they simply just spew what they're being told. They have no clues of what the truth is. It's just irritating as heck, that's all. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so what can we expect from you? I mean, what are you doing in Israel? What can we expect from you in the future, David?
Well, just keep doing what I'm doing. It's writing articles and talking to people, see what's going on and see what they think of U.S. politics and, you know, and see what's going on in Israel. I mean, there's actually, recently, Hamas is actually terrified of ISIS. They're pulling out of some locations as a threat of ISIS threats.
Well, wait, Hamas is terrified of ISIS?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That is a true statement. Yeah, like you said, you know, people need to pay attention. There's so much stuff that's going on around the world. I mean, things are heating up with Hezbollah, Iran. It's definitely a different animal here in this region.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. But anyway, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, David. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and be safe there.
Well, thank you, Joe. Likewise. Appreciate having me on here.
You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, David Weissman, when I have him on, he's got a real pulse on what's going on. He likes President Trump. He likes being in Israel. Not that he shouldn't or anything else. I'm not familiar enough, you know, anyway. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, get involved in the conversation, not just with me. No matter what show you're listening to or dealing with or what have you, you always want to be involved. You always want to be engaged. You always want to learn something. Seriously, people. Otherwise, you know, what are you doing? Why are you bothering? We all should be able to walk away and don't go into the conversation with some of your other American brothers who happen to be Democrats and you want to start a fight with them. You're not gonna sway them. If your goal is to aggravate them and irritate them, then fine, you're perfect. But if your goal is to try to sway them, try to get them to see your way of thinking of things, your way of dealing with things, then insulting them and sticking your finger in their face isn't the way to do it. A lot more coming up after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. Is a live radio. Wonderful. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up, as I said, after the break.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Ready, Steve? And me?
Yeah.
Me?
Okay.
All right, fellas.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Thank you so much. No, seriously, thanks so much for being part of this, and thank you so much, you know, for supporting, whether you're calling, whether you're being there with me, whatever it is, however you're involved, however you're engaged, I very much appreciate your time. It's almost like when the Democrats believe something to be true, and I'm sorry I'm jumping right into this, but I don't have a whole bunch of time, right? And I'm not just beating on Democrats, because there are good Democrats out there, good, solid, rank-and-file Democrats that love the country. You know, it's a good thing, all right? So I'm looking at all this, and I'm looking at what's going on, And I just, there's something wrong with these people. There's something wrong with the core group of these people. I just can't believe how much they hate, to the point where it wouldn't matter what he said. He could have said, I just gave the order for them to go out, for the FBI to go out, or the CIA, whoever it would handle this, right? To go out and bring back, you know, the sex slaves that we found up in Seattle by the docks. There's 120 of them. And if they do what they did last night, they still wouldn't get up and applaud for saving those children. That's how bad it's gotten. And it's wrong. I don't care who you are, it's wrong. And it's infuriating because, again, we're not Americans anymore. Right? We're Democrats or Republicans. One's right, one's wrong, and that's all there is to it. You know, and it's really funny how I've got a piece up on my website called Shuffling Schumer or something like that. How he goes back and forth on how he feels about immigration. What's really funny is Hillary did the same thing. Nobody called her out.
But all of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is arguing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
Hmm. Interesting. So Hillary was for it, too, before she was against it. That's really what it boils down to, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. So nobody booed her. Nobody called her out on it. Why not? I'm just, seriously, why not? Because she knew what the truth was. She knew the damage it was doing to this country. She knew how hard it was going to be to protect people. Right? No, come on, think about it. You can't have it. You cannot have it always and be safe, right? You either have a border, you either have border security, you have border safety, and just because the kids make it up here doesn't mean they belong here, right? And this wasn't that long ago, unless her meds weren't working that day either. This was not that long ago. She did this back in 2014. She decided this. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, this is sad, but it's part of what goes on in the Hollywood industry. They get so caught up in all the sex and drugs. They get caught up in, you know, it's all about them. Life is all about them. The women and children have been put out there for them. I say that because I don't know if you heard, but Glee star, and again, not doing this to say thank God he's gone. But the Glee star Mark Salling kills himself before sentencing. Now, in Los Angeles yesterday, Mark Salling, the former Glee star, awaited prison sentencing for possession of massive collection of child pornography. Because he knew, you know what? You know what happens to those guys in prison? There isn't anything worse than that. Kiddie porn, you know, taking advantage of kids. A coward does that. And that's how they look at it. A coward does it. So he killed himself. His body was found near the Los Angeles River on Tuesday. Salling had hung himself from a tree, and police found him at 8:50 a.m. at the near Big Tahunga Canyon Road. Salling's attorney, Michael Proctor, issued a statement confirming the death. He says, "I can confirm that Mark Salling passed away early this morning. Mark was a gentle and loving person, a person of great creativity, who was doing his best to atone for some serious mistakes and errors of judgment." Look, guys, when it comes to kids, you know me. You taking advantage, you, and he's a big man, you taking advantage of little girls and little boys, you don't have that amount of kiddie pornography, right? You don't have that kind of pornography and not be involved in it physically. He's survived by his mother and father and his brother. The Salling family appreciates the support they have received and asks for their privacy to be respected. Salling, 35, of Shadow Hills, which is like in North Los Angeles area, was best known for playing Noah Puckerman on the Fox series Born in Dallas, and a graduate of Lake Highlands High School. Right? He was a sailor, or he loved to sail. right? When investigators raided Saley's home after he showed pornographic images to a woman he was involved with, she reported him to authorities. And they found, you ready for this one? A 16-gigabyte USB flash drive. They had two videos showing girls who were younger than 12 doing things. Seriously. He pleaded guilty to possession. Now, remember, to move things along, a lot of times they plead down, right? So he pleaded guilty to possessing more than 50,000 pornographic images of children. He was going to be sentenced in March. He was going to get at least 4 years behind bars. That was according to his plea agreement, which means, again, he pleaded down to get a lesser sentence. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joey Blanche told the court that between April and December 2015, Saley used to the Internet to download 600 videos and 29,000 images of sexually abusive child erotica. Some of them even showing sadistic and masochistic behavior. Victims included children. Ready for this one? This is the sickness that goes on in Hollywood. Yeah. You know, some of you saying, oh, what, you put this whole thing on him? No. I mean, on Hollywood? Yeah, I am. Because, look it. If Hollywood frowned at this stuff and they didn't let it happen and you showed signs of it, you didn't get any work, it would stop. Because they're all full of themselves. They all want to be the man, the person. But this is running rampant, as you're seeing, as you're finding out as days go on. We did the stories over at Nickelodeon. And what had been going on, it has been going on over there. But these sadomasochistic, sadistic and masochistic pictures were children 2 to 6 years old. I want you to look at your little grandchildren, right, and figure it out. Although facing a maximum of 20 years in federal prison, Saley's plea deal called for a sentence of between 4 and 7 years behind bars. The actor agreed to serve 20 of after he's released, he would serve 20 years of being supervised. Right? He was set free and he paid at least $50,000. I'm sorry. Once he was set free, he was going to pay $50,000 to each victim seeking him. Several victims portrayed Saley's highly organized collection of illegal pornography have already come forward to request restitution. People who look at such material come from all walks of life. Joseph Marcia, special agent in charge of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Right? The traditional stereotype about the kinds of people who commit child sexual exploitation crimes simply doesn't dovetail with reality, he said. While people are often surprised when high-profile individuals come under scrutiny, he said, we hope cases like this will raise awareness. I mean, normal-looking, doesn't look deviant or to be devious at all. Right? It's really, we're focusing on his death, but those kids will be affected forever. And that's not right. Right? Not fair. It's not right. Those poor kids have to suffer for something they just didn't do. Cory Booker, last but not least, is very concerned. I mean, they all have different reasons for this, but I love this. Cory Booker says releasing the Nunez memo is treasonous, right? He was on a show on Tuesday. He said, he was on Make It Plain with Mark Thompson. He said it would be treasonous to release a memo to the House Intelligence Committee. Booker said that this fury and fire that has been created within the right around this is, to me, tantamount to a dangerous conspiracy theory that can be undermined the important work of our Justice Department. Really? So don't they want to be transparent and upfront and out? I mean, when Barbara Feinstein? When she, in a moment, because she had the flu and she wasn't feeling good, she did something stupid, she said, she released a closed session. Didn't she? She released closed session information. That was okay. At least she thought so. All right, I gotta go relax now. Really, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. God bless, and guess what? Have a great rest of the day.